Welcome to the NewsRamp Science Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, eager to share today's top business stories with you. NewsRamp.com selects the latest news from leading sources, ensuring you get the most pertinent information. A quick reminder, this podcast is created with the help of AI and AI voices, but the stories we cover are entirely real. You can find the full news articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Friday morning, July 12th, 2024, and we've curated an intriguing lineup of science news for you today. So whether you're in transit, at the gym, or at home, join us as we begin. Starting off with our first headline.
Rogue awarded Phase 2 SBIR for in-situ resident space object characterization. Rogue Space Systems Corporation has been awarded a Phase 2 SBIR valued over $1 million by SpaceWorks, the U.S. Space Force's innovation arm. The project aims to enhance space domain awareness through SAMRIC technology for safe in-space servicing and manufacturing operations. With over 5,000 operational satellites in low Earth orbit, and more expected by 2030, understanding space objects' location and capabilities is crucial. Rogue's SAMRIC technology will autonomously detect and identify objects in space, improving safety and efficiency. This initiative aligns with the Air Force's efforts to accelerate small business innovation. Rogue's progress showcases the success of this approach in advancing space technology.
Pegasus Resources CEO announces acquisition of strategic Jupiter uranium project. Pegasus Resources CEO Chris Timmons has announced the acquisition of the Jupiter Project, a strategic uranium project in Utah. The company has finalized an agreement with KD Prospect to acquire a 100% interest in the project, which consists of 48 unpatented claims. Timmons emphasized the significance of this acquisition for Pegasus and its investors, as the Jupiter Project offers advanced property with historical drilling data. The company plans to create a resource estimate following CIM definition standards, including twinning historical drill holes and defining new drill targets to expand known resources and discover new mineralization zones.
Condor Resources CEO provides updates on key projects and community engagement. Condor Resources CEO Chris Bunsick provided an update on the company's projects, highlighting the successful 2023 drill results at the Key Pucamayo project. The Ministry of Energy and Mines has mandated a separate environmental impact assessment for the Southeast target, with community support for expanding drill plans. Progress is also reported on projects like Huinac Punta and Andrea, with constructive discussions ongoing with local leaders. The company aims to showcase its activities in Peru and benefits for the community. Anticipated progress includes new drilling activities at high-grade silver deposits. For more information, contact Proactive North America at +1-604-688-8158 or email na-editorial@proactiveinvestors.com.
Gold Basin Resources reports positive assay results from initial drill holes at Arizona Project. Gold Basin Resources CEO Colin Smith shared positive assay results for the first two reverse circulation drill holes at the Gold Basin Oxide Gold Project in Arizona. Out of the planned 3,000-meter program, five holes totaling 1,027 meters have been completed, with more results expected in 3 weeks. Results from drill hole ST24-026 show 138.7 meters at 0.93 grams per ton of gold, while hole ST24-027 yielded 82.3 meters at 0.94 grams per ton of gold. These results confirm the extension of a high-grade oxide gold plunge at depth, validating the company's strategy to expand the resource and delineate high-grade zones within the project.
Millennial Potash achieves key milestone with 70% Banio project interest. Millennial Potash has achieved a significant milestone by securing a 70% interest in the Banio Potash project. This was made possible through the filing of a preliminary economic assessment and milestone payments totaling $300,000 and 1 million shares of MLP. The PEA report highlights the potential for a cost-effective solution mining operation, projecting an annual production of 800,000 tons of granular muriate of potash. With a low capex of $480 million and OPEX of 61 per ton MOPE, the project shows a strong post-tax NPV of $1.77 billion and an IRR of 32.6%. Millennial Potash plans to move forward with additional drilling at the North Target to further expand the resources.
Cure Alzheimer's Fund announces 19th straight year of record results. Cure Alzheimer's Fund has announced its 19th consecutive year of record-breaking results, raising $34.8 million in 2023, an increase of over 8% from the previous year. This funding supported 114 research grants, totaling $27.8 million, issued to 147 scientists in 11 countries, the most in a single year. CEO Meg Smith highlighted the importance of funding research to end the burden of Alzheimer's disease, noting the need for more disease-altering treatments. The 2023 annual report is now available on the Cure Alzheimer's Fund website. Since 2004, Cure Alzheimer's Fund has provided 853 grants and contributed $204 million to research, receiving a 4-star rating from Charity Navigator for over 12 years. For more information, visit cure.org.
Pulsar Helium Inc. CEO Thomas Abraham James discusses high helium concentrations and future plans. Pulsar Helium Inc. CEO Thomas Abraham James spoke with Proactive about the company's progress and future plans. Pulsar Helium, trading as PLSR on the TSX Venture Exchange and PSRHF on the OTC market, has been advancing its helium project in Minnesota since going public last August. Recent drilling confirmed helium concentrations of up to 14.5%, well above the economic interest threshold. The company intends to update resource estimates, conduct deeper drilling, and perform lateral drilling to identify more gas zones. A preliminary economic assessment is also in the works. Abraham James highlighted helium's crucial role in high-tech sectors like space launches and MRI scanners, emphasizing the global shortage. Pulsar's U.S. Broad-based project positions it well to meet this demand and ensure a stable helium supply for essential industries. Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Science Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7pressrelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.